A while ago, I heard so clearly, "Look on, you scoffers, and be amazed.
Wow.
I'm doing a new thing." You know, here, a lot of us are in past middle age, getting into what are supposed to be our golden years, our senior years, whatever. Forget it. That's nonsense, man. I'd see people older than me just full of fire, and I just couldn't understand it, you know? Boy, this is it. And, you know, I've seen it all, I've done it all. I'm just gonna
Well, but
coast on
that
out.
golden years thing is the last wine that was served was better than the
I
first.
can guarantee, I have no idea what's gonna happen from this is day one.
This is an army, you know, out there that we're talking to, the heart dwellers. This is an army of people who are in love with the Lord, and some of them have given up because they're like you said, they're just tired of suffering, they're tired of pain, or they've been talked down by the devil, telling them that you're too old, this will never work, and that's why I freely tell people, hey, I'm 70 years old, and I'm having the best time of my life. Finally, I wasted my youth, you know. If he can keep this body going, and he keeps renewing my body,
She's
things will come
amazing.
after me, and body problems will happen, and the Lord will turn around and just kick them right out again. So you ended up writing a song, right? A real pretty melody came up, and
10th hour. There's a melody. There's this beautiful something on a steel string guitar with harmonics and just stuff that a really good, maybe a trained classical musician would do, and it's just coming out of my every fiber in me.
and your fingers weren't even
Oh,
calloused over.
I had callous fingers for, oh, I can't, as many years as I'm alive almost, on the tips of my finger. I got baby skin here. You're talking about steel string, tight steel string guitar. No pain. I played that thing like.
I was amazed, really, because you told me, you know, that you'd been playing, and I thought, with those fingers?
I mean, it just,
He turns
he did
everything to
just what he
good.
said. He took back everything the devil stole and he multiplied it. And this is day one, you know, the adventure continues. I have no idea what's going to come up and out. One of the fruits in my life right now I can see is I'm not in a hurry to get it down, get it quick, get it, ba-doom. I used to tell Claire, my head burns when I sing. I don't know why it feels like it.
And I told him, you're pushing, and all you need to do is let the sound come out.
Yeah, and just
It's a
being.
whole different
And
for
so
you.
I'm sitting there going, wow, I've been here for 12 hours, and I just now got the first track of the kind of chords and flowing, you know, just whatever was on the guitar there. And it was like that was good enough. There was such a peace, and the Lord was so soft. Man, I can't tell you how good it is to see him smile and laugh tonight. He had tears in his eyes of laughter and rejoicing. I had begun to feel like I was almost his enemy. I knew I could feel that there was a distance, there was a gap, there was something was getting further away. And you know what he told me? He said, I wanted to talk to you as much as you wanted to hear from me. There's so many things I wanted to tell you and show you, but you just weren't ready. I had to open you up and clean you out to the bottom of the bottom of the shell of the bare minimum. I saw a tree cut down, just like in the scriptures, to the trunk, and then a shoot coming up, a fresh shoot. And he says, I remember at one point, this was hours ago, I'm saying, once again, Lord, you make my head bigger or something. This is a lot to keep up with. Because he seemed almost, you know, more talkative than what I'm used to. And when I asked him that, he kind of kind of put his hands together in front of him. He kind of stepped back. It's like, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. I can't do it. He takes two steps forward, and he's right back, right, just right there with me, you know. And he's like, you just, I'm overflowing like you are. I have longed for this moment. I've waited for this moment. I had to do this. I had to allow that kind of, you know, what seemed to be harsh love, tough love.
Searing conviction.
Oh, I'm telling you, I had to. I had to be sure there was not a speck or particle of you there anymore so I could pour myself back into you. And I can't tell you, it's been like a rocket ride ever since. I don't know how many hours I slept today. Not a lot. Yeah, it's my first thought too. Mm-hmm. I can hear some of you guys. Yep, he's on a manic high. You watch. Two or three days later, and he's going to crash. And I started to hear, I thought, man, my wife's going to, she's like, he's really, you know, he's looping. He's going to crash. And I didn't even let the thought, something in me rose up and caught that thought before it ever formed fully and said, no, no way. I am not going to lose this. I'm not giving it up. And I've been praying and asking the Lord, you know, we do need to ask, Lord, please give me your faith, your strength, you know, your everything. And I tell him all the time, you're God. You can do anything.
Yeah.
You know? And he has, because of his goodness, his love, his grace, and your prayers,
yeah,
your fastings, your offering of your joys and sorrows, happiness, suffering, everything you guys have poured in a big family.
Yeah.
And you've all put your heart and soul into him and into each other and into us and this wonderful thing he's doing all over the world with the body.
Amen. So I think what we've had really is a breakthrough from self-pity and laziness. And, you know, so it hurts. So keep going. So it's hard. Keep going. So you're tired. Keep going. It's like, you know, you'll get to rest and you'll get to recover, and God will fill you, refill you as you pour yourself out for him. And the thing is, you just don't yield to the enemy, because the enemy wants to stop you. And that's the issue here. And that's exactly what's going on. Through our own fault, we back off sometimes. We get lazy. We get tired. We give in to self-pity and whatever. And that opens the door for the enemy. And when I say it opens the door for the enemy, what I'm talking about is, in Christian ministry, you have enemies. You have Satanists and other people who deliberately attack a ministry and cause sickness or division or strife. Of course, if you're walking in perfect virtue, they can't do that. But who among us is walking in perfect virtue 100% of the time? So what happens? So the door gets open, and the Lord allows that curse to land. He permits it, and it's measured, because they can't do any more harm to us than what he allows, because he's still in control. And when that happens, we begin to wake up, and we say, wait a minute, why is this happening to me? What's gone wrong here? What's going on? And sometimes it's an offering, a Simon's cross, and other times it's a correction from God. And we knew this was a correction because we kept getting God's correction in the Bible promises. We just weren't sure what it was for. And what the enemy was trying to get to was a baseline attitude of, this is just too hard, I'm giving up. I'm just not going to do it. And yet, we want to do it. We want to do everything the Lord wants us to do. But we have our flesh to contend with. And When we give in to our flesh and we back off, then the Lord comes in and says, I know this soul. I know this soul really does want to do this, so I'm going to help them get control of themselves and wake up to the possibilities. And that's when he comes in and, you know, I can't tell you how many illnesses the Lord has cured me of because he wants me to keep going in ministry. I mean, Ezekiel could have been dead, and he would have raised him from the dead because he needs him to complete this ministry. So ultimately, the Lord is in control, and I think what the Lord was so overjoyed about and that he was so happy about in the spirit, you just see him dancing for joy. As the scriptures say, the Lord dances over us with shouts of joy. And his joy was that Ezekiel had confronted something in him that was preventing him from having the fullness that he needed in ministry. And now he's taken it on, he's confronted it, and he wants to move forward. And me too. You know, I confront my laziness as well. We don't have much time. I know you've all heard that so many times, you're sick of it. But the point is, we want to make the time count. When the Lord comes, we want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into your master's joy. And this will happen when we respond to his correction, and then we trust him in faith to cure us or to heal us of whatever it was that came against us. He takes everything evil, wicked, and hard that the enemy throws at us, he takes it and he turns it around to something good and beautiful. And it's just wonderful. He, just as he permitted the Lord's physical body to be killed, just so he could raise it up again and keep on going. So there's no way that you can lose if you obey him. No matter what you have to go through, there's no way that the kingdom of God is going to suffer, because the Lord will turn it around to good. As one of the church fathers said, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. And there's always that resurrection power that follows on the heels of suffering. So the Lord bless you all, dear heart dwellers, and look forward to what the Lord has for you for at least the next 3 years. He's going to break out with some wonderful ministries. Whatever condition you're in right now, I want you to have a lot of hope, because there's so much that he wants to do with those vessels that, let's just say you're on your deathbed and you still want to serve him. Well, he can turn that around too. If you totally put your trust in him, he can turn it right around and get you back up on your feet again serving him. So don't give up. Refuse to give up. Continue to believe and confess the scriptures. And pray in the spirit, and have other people pray in the spirit over you. And just watch and see what that faith will do. You've got a purpose in your heart. You're not going to lay down and give up. You're not going to do it. It's not an option. You've got a purpose set in your heart, and get to that rock bottom place where you're just convicted that there's no way you're going to give up. And somehow the Lord will give you the strength to get up and keep walking.
I told Claire I had no idea. I would say that over and over again yesterday. I had no idea what people were really going through like this. I mean,
yeah, we have a lot of people that are going through different kinds of suffering, but still it's the kind of crushing defeat that makes you want to give up.
Yeah, but there's something about powder being broken down into powder. I used to mess with pottery. You get a pot and it's got a loose lip or it's weird or what, and you break it down. And if it's dried, you have to crush it and powder it and rehydrate it and make it again. Mm-hmm. So the scriptures say Jesus learned obedience through the suffering he endured. There's something about the crucible of humiliation, as the scriptures say, the crucible of suffering that is so amazing on the other side.
All the glory to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.